Ready?
Ready. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, one of the broads. Across from me is, Sarah.
Another broad. Oh, hey.
What's your contact info, Sarah?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
So we got some pretty cool stuff going on.
Yes, we do.
We're actually doing something. You're getting me out of the house.
We are. I know. We are doing something.
So as many of you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Woo!
Sarah and I have joined our forces.
We have. We are the captains.
Of the KISW team.
Yay!
What team? So we have joined forces with American Cancer Society, and we're participating in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Normally, it's a walk, and I've actually done this back with Taryn, and it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
However, social distancing.
2020, that thing called COVID. Cool. Mm-hmm.
So what's happening instead is that the big event is happening Saturday, October 17th, so a week from the Saturday, and we are doing a drive-by rally.
Yes!
So there are two rallies. There's one where it starts in Northgate, and then there's another one that's starting in Everett at the same time.
It's like a parade, right? A big parade full of cars.
Yep, just driving around. You can actually make your own team if you want and participate. You can join our team even.
Yeah.
But because you're not in our bubble, we might not be able to be in the same car because you don't want to catch what we have, because that involves a lot of penicillin. Just kidding.
That's all Biggie. Not me.
Okay. Well, sure.
Why not?
You can donate directly to the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer movement just through their website.
Yeah, you don't even have to join our team. But if you want to, our team is just KISW, plain, simple, easy to find.
Mm-hmm. If you go to KISW's webpage, the front page will have, like, on the little Flickr banner, we'll have a big old rock that's pink.
Yes.
Is it
click
rock
on that.
Or rack? I always get it confused. It says rock because I have a rack shirt.
Which is awesome.
So you can go there, and where it says, you know, join this year's team, you can see that we've already raised $1,122.
Yay! My brother was so sweet earlier this morning. I asked him if he was going to donate, and then he immediately did, and it just, like, made my heart. So I know! There was no hesitation. He was like, yeah! And then he just pulled out his credit card, and I was like, that was the nicest thing ever.
Big props to Troy Taylor, who
I
have met before at the walk, and he donates every year. He's a part of our team. He's already raised, like, our goal. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to set the goal at. I think $1,000 is a good goal, right?
Yeah, especially now, like, during these times, you know, I totally understand people not having extra money to donate, and, like, I get it. So, I thought $1,000 was a good goal to try to reach.
And we reached it just with Troy.
Troy, you are incredible. I wish there was a walk so I could meet you. And
I mean, we might be able to see the tribe. I don't know. Maybe we'll see you. Huh?
Maybe I'll stick my head out the window and you'll be like, I'm Troy.
So he has raised $1,000 and, like, $1,070.
You are incredible. That's amazing.
So please, like, we want to be awesome. And I'm looking at this now.
Yes.
I feel like this is incentive.
Okay.
It says that we are number 6 out of 47 teams.
We're already number 6?
Yes.
What? Okay, plot twist also, our two sister stations, Hot and Wolf, we're all in this kind of, we all have separate teams. And so the competitive side of Sarah really wants to beat them.
And
So
we would love, if you're able to donate, we would love any donation, even if it's like $10.
Yeah, no, even if it's like $5,
right.
Even like $2, and then you can be on our team, and that's just so exciting because I just want a lot of people on our team.
I mean, you can join, make an account, and join the team. You can just put money down if you would like. Either or, it would be totally fantastic. But we kind of want to get to number one just for bragging
rights. Dude, I'm trying to get to number one.
We posted cool pictures of us. Sarah and I have been doing some walking because all of the month of October, it's also you can walk, obviously social distance. We did walk around Seattle, like by our building, because we got to go to the library area here in downtown Seattle. We've done walk around Mercer Island by where Sarah lives.
Yeah, we went to a few parks around there. Of course, we had our masks on. I have a nice pink mask that is now just so appropriate for this entire month.
Right, and we do have one planned eventually to go up north.
Yeah.
My neck of the woods. Because there's some really cool areas to walk, and especially now that the leaves are changing.
Oh, it's probably gorgeous.
And I mean, it's a good excuse. If you join our team, you can also do walk, raise money. And if you don't have right now, you know, things are tight, feel free, please share it on your social media pages. Be like, hey guys.
Yes, and if you take a picture of you in pink or you just walking around your neighborhood,
we'll share it.
We'll share it, yeah. Send it to us.
We'll put it on KISW's or even our Instagram, like KISW's Facebook page.
Yeah, this is a fun, good way for a good cause to kind of come together as much as we can during times like this.
And I really like the way they word it. Like, so when you go to like learn about Strides, there's a part that says supporting survivors, thrivers, and caregivers.
Aww.
Because this is, it's a lot, it's about breast cancer survivors, people that are still, you know, working and, you know, trying to live day to day. And then caregivers, people who are there to, you know, try to support, you know, like family members taking care of them. It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
To see them go through this. So this is a really awesome thing. So,
and you might think it just happens to women, but that's a lie. Nope, it does happen to the men, too. So fellas, join the team as well.
So we are very excited about this, and we'll be doing the drive-by. And if you guys have any suggestions on how we can decorate our car, they recommended us not to use balloons because, you know.
I know, but I love balloons so much.
I know you
much.
Do, Sarah. They're just not good for the environment if they get let go and stuff. You know, seal might eat it.
It's fine. Not fine. Sorry, seals.
I mean, we could draw balloons.
I'm thinking we're probably going to get like some car markers or car paint or something. I was thinking of making maybe like one or two poster boards so then we can like put them in the card.
Incentive to you guys. Incentive. If you guys donate, we will make sure your name is somewhere on our car.
Oh, that'd be so
cool.
That
we're driving.
Yeah. And if you guys have any other good like ideas about, I mean, obviously we're going to be decked out in pink.
Oh, yeah. Even I'm putting away most of the black for the day.
Vicky has maybe 3 shirts total.
And one of them does not fit me well. So they're...
Yeah, three items of clothing that are pink. And I was like, girl, I got
And some sunglasses
something.
I got for free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, those are really cute, though.
Yeah. I got my Power Rangers pink shirts. I got my rack shirt.
Yeah, I love the rack shirt.
So I'll probably wear that.
Yeah, or if you think of any like fun other ideas we should like put on our car or in our car.
And we haven't decided what car we're taking.
I know, we haven't.
Because, I mean, I can take my car or I can borrow a bigger car from my father.
Oh,
an SUV.
Would he be okay if we totally decked it out and pink stuff?
As long as it's not going to mess with like the finish of the car, I think we're fine.
But I accidentally use real paint instead of car paint.
Of course you would.
Just spray paint. That would be so funny. That just said like save the boobs, right? Huge on your dad's car.
And it's a white car.
Oh my gosh.
So, okay.
Your dad loves me, but he would kill me.
Oh yeah.
He would kill me.
Oh man. So please let us know. And if you do donate, give us a heads up. I mean, I do get the emails and stuff, but I would like to hear from you and be like, hey.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out.
And if you have any connection to this, like I know a lot of people, you know, have either had family members or have themselves had to fight this. We want to hear from you guys.
Oh, please. Yes. Because that hits you totally differently, you know.
But I want to kind of shift gears a little bit and give you some lols.
Oh, LOLs.
LOLs. So one of the things I hear a lot about, you know, working from home, whether they have kids or not, people are saying, I'm so tired of working at home. I just want to go back in the office, which...
Oh, okay.
As somebody who... Technically, we work in an office, you and me.
Yes.
We have been working nonstop. We're essential, technically.
Oh, we're so essential.
I know. Mm-hmm. Fancy. I drink my coffee with my pinky up. It is an office setting, even though we ourselves don't feel like we work in an office.
We're not necessarily like in a cubicle or something.
And we don't dress like we work in an office.
Absolutely
Sarah's
not.
In yoga pants and...
Okay, they're... Kind of jeans. They're fake jeans.
Oh, I don't
they're
know.
Like they're jeggings. They look like jeans, but they don't actually have a button and they're all leggings.
I don't make fun of you because I'm wearing leggings and I don't remember the last time I wore jeans weren't shorts.
Dude, I can't either and no. I don't want to.
But if you're kind of missing, you know, because I was thinking, I'm like, it's October. We're not going to have, we've been doing every year like a Halloween party.
Oh, you're right.
And I've been killing it at the Halloween party.
You have been.
Because there's a pumpkin carving contest and a costume contest.
Yep.
And last year, I won both, technically, but they gave one of the prizes to somebody else.
Because they felt bad for all of us. All of us losers.
Right. They're like, okay, well, Vicky can't win two things in a row. I'm like,
this bitch can't win both.
So I took an awesome picture with my pumpkin. It wasn't even that crazy of a pumpkin. I did, like, its stitched lips with string. And then I took a really cool picture of, like, smoke coming out of its mouth.
Oh, yeah. It was hella dope.
And then my costume was, I was Lilo, and I had... People the year before, the people who won second place had kids come to the office. So I brought
kids, man.
I brought my foster brother in Stitch. What? And he wasn't even walking yet.
Yeah, he's just a little baby.
So everyone loved him. So I'm like, thanks, kid.
You won this for me.
Yes, thanks. I'm like, I will share my gift certificates with you.
Except not really.
I'll give you a piece of steak. I think it was at a barbecue steak place. Anyways, so we're not doing that this year. And then we do like a Christmas party, and our Christmas parties tend to be pretty cool.
Yeah, last year we actually ended up having a lot of just random, because I think it was kind of like a let's bond everyone. Mm-hmm. This will be it. So we had a lot of what we call them yacht rock parties or something, right, where it was just like some food, some drink, after hours, come everyone hang out. We actually had a good amount of those.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's kind of a bummer that we didn't get to do that this year. But office parties, work parties aren't always great.
No?
So I found this posted on WTF Facts or FactsWT.com.
Okay.
And it's 32 of the most iconic hashtag office party fails on Twitter, which I think comes from like the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Kevin writes, I introduced my 6-year-old daughter to my boss at a Christmas party. She looked at me and asked, so is this the a-hole?
Oh, that's brilliant. I love kids. No filter.
No. Like, I feel like you should work at a daycare, because not only would you relate to the kids a lot because of the no filter, you would teach them a lot of bad words.
Oh, yeah. And then I would just agree with them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, that is the a-hole. You're right. Good job. Here's a piece of candy.
Mark writes, we had blind Christmas gift exchange in our office. So I'm guessing it was like
a white elephant, but you don't know whose gift
like,
is who.
It's like a mixture of a white elephant and like a gift exchange, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Where it's like you bring a random gift and then I guess
you put
it's
it in a pile
or something. Yeah. Right? And the only black guy in the office got tan in a can. So basically spray tan.
Oh!
Hashtag office party fail.
Who would bring tan in a can?
I get that you're trying to be fun. There's always like one or two people that are like, oh, I got the funny gift.
I guess
like,
I would totally
soap on a rope.
Bring like a sex toy or something. And then
if you
someone who doesn't have sex would get it. That would happen to me.
Our front desk lady who's like a older lady or.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, she was probably a little kinky back in the day.
Who knows? I was flirting with a woman at a party and trying to get her number.
Oh, gosh.
Coworker leans over and whispers, that's the boss's wife.
I feel like that probably happens more than you would think.
My question is, was she digging it?
Oh.
Like, was she being polite? Was she like, okay.
Was she actually really feeling it? Like,
was she feeling it? Or was she, you know, like, because if she was feeling it, that's a whole nother can of worms.
That's all. Yeah, I don't know which one's better, to be honest.
All right. So my boss was, this is from, Whoopie Pie 10.
Whoopie Pie.
Says, my boss was dancing on his desk and decided to do a trust fall. You guys know what that is?
Oh.
It's where you go, like, you have your friends, like, put their arms out, and you're like, trust fall, whether it's surprise or not, and they're supposed to catch you.
Yeah, usually you're not facing the person. So
no,
you just fall
that's why
backwards.
You give them all your trust. Sometimes it's multiple people that's behind you. Sometimes it's not. No one caught him. If he was dancing on his desk and decided to do a trust fall, he must have been loaded.
He was loaded. And I feel like with one of those, especially if you're like a big dude, you have to like plan that to have enough people. Because if our boss did a trust fall, I can't catch him like by myself, you know, especially if it's on a desk.
I was going to say that's a lot more velocity.
The momentum.
And, yeah. God, I hope he wasn't firing anybody because of that. So Andrea writes, I won the ugliest Christmas sweater award. I didn't know it was an ugly Christmas sweater party.
her sweater was just terrible. Oh, we used to have that. We had that a few years back. And my boyfriend and I, we went out. We bought hella ugly sweaters. They lit up. It was so cool. But we didn't win.
Didn't Rev win that year?
Oh, yeah. Didn't Rev have like a beard? But then he also had, he had ornaments in his beard.
But I think he had like a hoodie that was kind of a tree. Which, funny enough, I found that for him at Target. I'm like, hey, took a picture.
It was really ugly.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah. I always want someone to do, well, I want to do it, but I'm too lazy, to do the you put a mirror on the sweater. So
that but it can't, looking like, at it. It can't look cool, like have Christmas decorations around it. No, it's just a hand mirror that you taped with duct tape on your chest.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, I don't get it. And they look, and then they see themselves. I love that.
See, I've always wanted to be like the tree, like with you have like the tinsel around your arms, and then when you put your arms up,
that would be a tree. That sounds really cool.
Yeah,
like if there was like a cool award, you'd win that, but not like ugliest,
right? But I mean, it's not something you're gonna wear to like a normal party. Like you wouldn't wear like a flowery tree. Like
you could only wear that for like a Christmas party. Right. Yeah.
So Al says, or Miss Schlezzy, I don't know. I stayed sober to avoid embarrassing myself in front of my coworkers. Then my heel broke and I fell into the punch bowl.
Oh, and everyone probably thought you were wasted.
You have most of the times I've gone and done stuff sober, like I did New Year sober once because I had just gotten over the stomach flu.
Yeah.
So I was like, the idea of alcohol just was gross, but we had already planned this amazing time. And they kicked us out for being too drunk because we kept spilling our drinks. The people who kept spilling their drinks were all sober people.
Yeah, Vicky, you are like, I think I'm a klutz, but you are like a klutz to the extreme.
I don't know how I was able to be a waitress for so many years because, I mean, yes, I spilled stuff or done stuff like on occasion.
Because you're cute, so it's all okay. But
I didn't do it that often. You would think I would have done it more often.
Yeah, I would think you would. Like, even if on accident. Like,
yeah. Like, I mean, the accents I did pull were like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I'm like, they could have happened to anybody.
But like your normal day life, it's just like,
I'm always covered in bruises.
Oh, man.
So Tim says, my boss was excited for us to meet his new girlfriend. Turned out he was dating my ex that I had brought the previous year.
Oh, did he know?
I'm guessing. I don't know. What if they met there and that's something?
What if the boss like didn't even remember her from the party? Oh, would you bring her to the party? Like if you were in that situation?
One of two things here happen. Either let's say he didn't remember that this was the ex-girlfriend. She obviously knows where this guy works and probably may remember the boss or knows that this is where her ex works.
Yeah, would put two and two together.
So she obviously knew. Either the guy didn't know and she did and she's that big of a bitch, or he knew and then they both knew and they just really didn't care,
or they didn't talk about it at all. Yeah. Really? Oh, that's so awkward. I don't know if I would do that. Like
if you had an ex-boyfriend like me show up like, hey, I brought my date, he's my boyfriend now,
if I didn't know. That'd be so awkward.
Oh my God, I kind of want to pull a prank like that and have it filmed to see how crazy you would get. Because alcohol's involved in crazy drinking, Sarah.
Like, well, and it's weird too because like any of my exes I think about, like if you'd be like, hey, like can I, I'd be like, yeah, go for it. I really don't care. But like if it was just like a blind, or if it was someone I still had feelings for.
Right. I feel like everyone.
Then you should film that because then I would kill both of you.
Right. I feel like with my exes, like, and by exes, I also mean guys like I briefly was seeing, like it never was like official.
Slept with for a little while.
But like even some I had like a little feelings towards. I have like a couple, like I think there's only really one of my exes that if like a close friend of mine or a boss started dating.
Oh, maybe we should film Vicky with this and I should pull this prank because I think maybe she'd get crazier than I would.
Honestly, well, because the last thing I ever told him was to please leave me the hell alone.
Oh, so it ended well. Okay.
Well, so it ended. He made it like he proceeded to tell all of Seattle because we all had a lot of the same friends in the same groups.
Y'all aren't that popular. It wasn't all of Seattle.
It was the Seattle music scene because I heard it from multiple people. You want to know how
that you had chlamydia?
No, that I was a crazy bitch. And I am, but for different reasons.
What would be better? Chlamydia or crazy bitch?
At least chlamydia you can freaking clear up with like penicillin for like a week or two, right?
I have no idea.
Crazy bitch rumors last forever.
Damn, then you would hate being me.
This is how bad it was. Sage, Sailor Sage, her new husband, which, by the way, congrats. I don't know if we've talked about how she's married. So he was friends with my ex.
Oh, small world.
Right? And so when he found, when Mr. Sailor Sage, he's been friends with her forever. And so when they were talking, he found out that we worked together and we were friends. She's like, you know, Vicky's crazy, right?
Oh! Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. Maybe we're popular enough or maybe the world is small enough.
That is and funny.
Sage proceeded to be like, no, she's not.
Whoa. He's probably like, I don't believe you.
And then over the course of the last few. Right. Exactly. That's kind of what it went like. And so he had a chance to meet me like at Christmas parties before and just seeing the behavior of my ex now, like what he's done over the last few years of his life.
Yeah.
Or it's weird to think it's been like 7 years. Dang. But over that period of time, he's like, you know what? Maybe I don't believe this guy who's done all this crazy stuff. And maybe I'll believe my girlfriend, now wife, who's vouching for this person. And
is that what he eventually said to Sage?
No,
or to you?
He said, like, because Sage had told me, you know, shortly after that, I'm like, okay. Like, I've heard this before from people, and I've been told, I usually get told, like, directly from a person, like, I heard you were crazy, but after talking to you and hanging out with you, I know that's not true.
You guys, I gotta tell you that Vicky is getting the crazy eyes right now.
It's because I'm Mexican and my eyes are huge.
To explain that she's not crazy.
I'm also, like, waiting for Sarah to, like, judge and poke holes in my story, because she always does.
Oh, I definitely think you're crazy.
But
I think you're, like, a very stealthier, more quiet crazy than, like, mm-hmm. a me, who I know I'm
you
crazy.
You would slash tires crazy. I am more of the psychological warfare crazy.
I'm the more of the I would stab you and you would just poison their beverage if we wanted to kill
someone. I was thinking you would slash tires or I would do what I... Like, this was part revenge, part trying to clear my name up. I just... What's the word? I killed everyone with kindness. So all the people
yeah,
that...
Yeah, so you'd be like, I made you a mixed drink, baby, but really poisoned it. And I'd be like, hey, I'm going to kill you now. And then just stab you.
No, see, I became friends. Like, I was just really nice with all the people in, like, the music scene.
Yeah.
And I genuinely became friends with these people because they were really awesome. And I would go to their shows and, like,
support them.
And I'd support them. And they're all like, no, you're actually really nice.
Yeah, I mean, you can still be nice, but you can still be crazy.
Yeah,
and,
but
you know what I mean?
But they believed that I wouldn't go slash his tires. Like, and he didn't say that, but he was saying that, like, I was obsessed with him and that I was doing all these things and not leaving him alone. I'm like, what? I dropped off your stuff at your parents' house that I didn't want anymore, but I'm crazy.
Wait, so that's the ex that you would get butthurt if I brought him to a holiday party?
Mostly, here's the reason why. So I know we're sidetracking on this, but the reason why. So years later, you know, he's no longer with that person because they ended up getting married and divorced. Who could have seen that coming? And he apologized for a bunch of stuff and everything. And then I realized, like, he was going down a really bad spiral. And I was trying to be there for him because I am that person to, like, wear myself out thin and bend over backwards for people, especially if, like, I care about them or once cared about them.
Mm.
So this was my mistake, and I refuse to do it again.
Good. Ooh, okay.
And this is how it went down. Like, I realized, have you ever seen the movie Hitchcock?
No.
So, spoiler, I might spoil it a little bit, but...
That movie's hella old. If you haven't seen it... Mm.
If you really care. So, in the movie, it's Will Smith. He's a superhero. He's got superpowers. And he has amnesia. He doesn't remember who he is. He just knows that he's like this homeless drunk dude who has superpowers.
Dope.
Then he meets a guy who kind of wants to clean up his image to really, you know, profit for his, like, basically, I forget what the campaign was. It was like Jason Bateman's. But he's like, hey, this is a nonprofit, you know, doing work, you know, really good work. And I want you to be the face. And he's helping clean his image. And Jason Bateman's dating Charlize Theron's character.
Okay.
What we find out is that Charlize Theron is also a superhero. And so on their planet or where they're from, it's they all kind of have like what you would consider a soulmate, right?
Yeah.
They're each other's other half.
Will and
Charlize. She remembers, he doesn't. So the thing is, though, the more time you spend together with your other half, you start losing your superpowers, your strength, everything.
Aww.
So they have to be apart. Because their planet got attacked, and that's how a lot of them got wiped out, because they were with these people and they didn't have powers to defend themselves. So I realized that as much as I cared about him in the past or cared about him in that moment years later, when I'm around him, I lose my superpowers.
He's your kryptonite.
In the sense of, I start, like, he was going through a bad, like, time, and he always had kind of a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. And I realized, how much are you drinking right now? I realized I was drinking as much as he was. Or I was getting as depressed as he was. I'm like, why am I feeling this way? And I realized, I'm like, I can't be around you. So he decided at the time, obviously it didn't work out, he wanted to go back together with his ex. I'm like, okay, sounds good. I'm not... Good luck.
So you did all of these nice things, helped pick him back up his feet, mm-hmm. and then he still didn't want you and wanted his
ex? We weren't dating.
But, like, did you want that?
I wasn't sure. I didn't know. It was so confusing because part of me is like, I hate you, but I'm having all these weird feelings. I don't know what to do about it because I'm like, I know I'm never going to hear the end of it from everyone if I decide to go back out with you.
Or it's like, the type of thing where you want to be with him, but you
don't
want to because of everybody else.
Everybody else. And, like, that little logic side, like,
you know he's not good for you, exactly. But that makes you want him even more.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But it's also like, but it felt so good back then, right? It could be the same again. It's like, but logically, you know, no, it doesn't. And it's easier to silence that logic voice when you're in it, right?
Dude, well, because you have all the feelings.
Right. So the reason why I would get mad, here's the thing. I had asked him, like, when he broke up with her for good, he messaged me, and I specifically just told him, please, and this was via text, do me a favor, I need you to leave me alone now.
So after he ended up getting back together mm-hmm. with him.
With her.
Yeah.
They eventually broke up, you know, a month or two later.
And then he reached out again.
And I said, okay, I'm happy for you that you're down the good path. Just leave me alone. Because he's like, I'm going to not drink anymore, which I think is BS, but whatever. I'm like, okay, I just need you to not talk to me. Please leave me alone. And he would not. Like, in that conversation, he kept trying to, like, explain himself. I'm like, thank you.
Did he want to hang out again?
He wanted to apologize. Like, I did all these things. I owe you, like, this and that. Like, because there are times he was drunk and I'd have to take away his keys, kind of a thing. I didn't even mean for this to go all dark, but that was my last request, was please leave me alone. I didn't explain anymore. I'm like, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I will. I'm just so sorry. I'm like, okay, thanks. Leave me alone. A couple months later, I'm working at the restaurant. So this was years back in Seattle. I work the morning shift. Or on that Friday night, I didn't work. Saturday morning, had my morning shift. And I'm coming off my shift. The night people are coming in. One of the girls, bartender at the time, she's like, hey, so there's a guy here last night looking for you or asking about you. And he looks like somebody you would date.
Like, tattooed.
And I'm just like, she's kind of explaining him.
Little emo.
Like, does he look like this, this, and this, and have this, and this? And she's like, yeah. And I go and I search for him and I find a picture. I'm like, is this him? She's like, yeah, that's him. I'm like, mother effer. He came with his new girlfriend to my restaurant hoping to see me.
Ew.
I was so mad. And mind you, I was doing like one of those month no drinking things.
Oh, yeah. Sober months. I know those.
Yeah. So I was doing that. And we were supposed to go out that night and I was DD. And like, I just want to drink because I am so mad. And it took everything in me not to call him and bitch him out. But I had a feeling that's what he wanted.
Oh, yeah. For and sure. So he wants a reaction.
The reason I would be mad, I wouldn't be mad at you. Going all back to this, if Sarah were to bring him to like a holiday party, how would I react?
Yeah.
I would be mad because if... I'm assuming he would know. Obviously, like, he knows we work together.
Yeah.
And, like, I would be mad at him because I knew he'd do it on purpose.
Oh, he obviously doesn't care.
No.
But he knows that he has an effect on you.
Right. And, like, right now I'm like, I'm a little tired because of the moving stuff. But I'm just like, bro, I don't have time for your crap right now. But it would just be, like, the icing on the cake. I'm like, you some bitch.
Man, you need to you need to make like have him not have power over. Right.
But I think
it's been years, right?
But like, it's not so much that like it's gonna hurt me to see him. It's more like a big F you. It's like kind of just an insult.
Yeah,
like in general, like it could have been anybody, just anybody doing an insult to you. You that reaction be like, okay, uh huh.
But for some reason, it would not be surprising if it was him.
I'd be like... Yeah,
because his patterns show that.
Yes. And I haven't heard from him in years, luckily.
That's good.
So he's finally heeding it. So that's why I'm like, if he came with Sarah, who he knows is my coworker, I'm like, what kind of you trying to start? I wouldn't start anything myself.
Really?
I would just look and be like, okay. And I'd either do one of two things, depending on how drunk I was, because it's a holiday party. Remember that? If I'm drunk enough, I would pull him aside and like let him have it verbally, not physically.
Yeah, no bending over.
No.
Or
I'd be, okay, I think maybe three things. Two, drink more and become the life of the party.
Okay.
Or three, just be like, I'm out.
Wow, you wouldn't even like bitch me out or anything?
I'd be like, really? Like, I thought we were friends, but I'm like, all right.
I feel like four, you could get really drunk and then just end up bitching me out.
Because, like, I mean, now you know the story, but like, if you didn't, you didn't know all these things previously, I think.
Yeah.
Like, leading up to it. Like, if you're like, oh, well, it's been so many years, you should be over it right now. Like, logically, that would make sense. But I'm like, the fact that I had specifically told him to stay away and then did that.
Dude, there's still girl code, though. Like, yeah. I would never bring
right.
anyone's, my friend's exes. To mm-hmm. I would get that approved first before anything
exactly.
ever happened.
Like, I don't have a problem with people dating exes and stuff, but I feel like there's some sort of, what's the word, like code, but what's the other word? Respect.
Yeah,
I'd be like, you know, just
no, I would expect you to bitch me out, pull my hair, claw me.
But like, if you're like, hey, you know what, I met this guy and things just like, you know, I feel these things that I really need to explore them. I will understand if you don't want to, if you don't approve of this relationship.
But F you, I'm doing it anyway.
Well, that's Sarah. She would definitely do that.
I wouldn't.
But no, I feel like you do have a code where you'd be like, if you're uncomfortable by this, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
But you would ask first. And like, I've had that. Like, my best friend asked if it was okay to date my ex. He was one of my high school boyfriends, like prom date kind of boyfriend, didn't last very long. I'm like, I'm totally okay with this.
I don't even remember his name. So go for it.
Like, yeah, I mean, because they were really good friends first and she was dating somebody else and then she got us together. I mean, it lasted through the last couple months of senior year and that was it. But
and then you passed him along again.
And then a few years later, they ended up together. And I thought that was cute. And they, I mean, obviously have since broken up and she's now married to somebody else, that kind of thing. But
you guys will be Eskimo sisters forever.
Just that bond, man. Unbreakable that bond. But sorry I went all dark on that road. But like, I feel like everybody, whether it's a person or a thing, everyone has their thing that makes them lose their superpower.
I'm trying to think of mine. I definitely had an ex. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe it'd be my current now, but I still have him. So I don't but if he like broke up with me now, like I would slaughter anyone that tried to like hook up with him or date him after. Like if he,
right.
I would. Oh, I couldn't see. I can't even go there because like I start to sweat and think mm-hmm. about how bat-ass crazy I would get mm-hmm. if like my boyfriend broke up with me and then I found out later that he hooked up with like one of my friends or mm-hmm. something. Hell no.
But like, I feel like even if it's not a person, like everyone has like a topic or like something that just kind of puts them there and they're like, you kind of resort to being like a 5-year-old again.
Like the like whole, you, like, tit for tat. Okay, let's do this.
That or just like, you can't control your emotions. As an adult, you kind of learn to kind of control them, be able to show them. This is something that normal adults do, Sarah, something that you don't know. I'm just kidding. but it's something that just kind of hits you real hard where you see it and you're like, okay. Or
someone brings it up or
something. Like, I know some people might have a thing where, like, oh, I just witnessed someone get into a fight, and that reminded me when I was a kid and something bad happened. Like, that kind of thing. You know, everyone has their debilitating trigger, superpower taken away thing.
Gosh.
And you can tell me what those are, but I feel like that's kind of an awful thing to ask people. Yeah. What are your triggers? Send me your messages with your triggers.
Is it an ex? Is it a childhood trauma?
Right. No, maybe don't. I mean, you can. I'm not going to tell you not to, but I'm not going to tell you to do it either. But it's that kind of thing. But I kind of want to leave it on a more positive note, so I'll read a few more of these.
Okay, do it.
Before we get out of here. Oh, God. A coworker was forced to participate in a $10 maximum Secret Santa 1 year. That is
$10?
What can you buy for $10?
Honestly, I think the restaurant I used to work at, we did that. It was like a pair of socks. But I felt bad, so I'd do like a pair of socks and like of like a $10 gift card. So it'd be like, okay, it's $10, but it's a little more because $10 is so cheap nowadays.
I think $20 is a good minimum.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like if you're going to be doing a cap, like if you're just doing it with your friends, you're like, hey, we don't have a lot of money. $20, I think, is a good solid point.
Yeah. $20, you can get like a bottle of wine or
right.
I mean, a bottle of Smirnoff, whatever. Right.
Yeah. I mean, like $50 is a decent one.
50? Damn.
Like if you have real close friends and there's like five of you.
Yeah.
I feel like $50 as a max.
Yeah.
Not as a like requirement.
I'm trying to go to those parties.
Right. So he protested by bringing 10 $1 cucumbers.
No, he didn't. As the Secret Santa present?
Right. I feel like if...
That is hilarious.
No one should be forced into a Secret Santa. I think you should sign up, have a list, and everyone can sign up if they want to.
Yes, but if you're forced to, then you get a gift as well. And mm-hmm. it sucks when you bring a really dope gift and then you get stuck with, mm-hmm. okay, I would like the 10 $1 cucumbers, let's get real, but...
They are good in a Greek salad.
They are good somewhere else. So I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and like yeah, other salads.
And a veggie lasagna.
With hummus?
Know. With hummus, yeah.
Actually, that's pretty fantastic, especially if like you get the person who forced you into it.
Yeah, they pick your gift.
Well, like, yeah, like, let's say this, like, let's say you're like, Vicky, you have to participate, and I get you. It's like, okay, here you go.
Dude, and then you could, like, individually wrap them.
Yes!
One cucumber.
And put them in a big box and wrap that in another box.
And it's like, wow, it's really heavy. This must be good.
I don't, what? This one confuses me, and I'm like, says, my coworker got so drunk... He asked his girlfriend if she was single, and she said yes. I want to know, was she equally as drunk? If she was equally drunk, then that's the problem. Then
she was probably just effing with him.
Yeah, but I think she was probably effing with him. But if she was equally drunk and didn't really realize who it was, damn. Oops.
Whoops.
Ashley writes, my mom's best friend got drunk and quit her job. She slipped down the stairs and farted on her way out.
Oh, that's horrible. But also, like, if you're going to quit your job at a party, like, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah. Some guy recorded all the noises the printer makes and made it into a song. He called it the Paper Jam.
That was played at the company holiday party. I hate that. Because what song can you make out of a printer?
Like, I mean, you can, like, mix noises, like, all the... Have you seen, like, the cats that sing, like, Game of Thrones and stuff?
No.
Meow, 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 meow. Like, they take a bunch of clips of different
and
cats,
just...
like, kind of put them together.
So it could actually be a banger. I could just be judging.
I'm guessing, because they posted this, I don't think it was.
I could probably twerk to it still, so I'm in, I guess.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, one more. Office party was made mandatory... since no one showed up to the last one. No one showed up to this one either.
What?
I feel like at that point, I wouldn't have made it mandatory. I'd be like, give me an RSVP if you have to like...
Dude, that's so sad. The people who like planned it.
I want to know how big the company was. If it was a company as big as ours, that'd be weird.
And I want to know why no one showed up. Usually it's free drinks and booze. Or free
food.
Free drinks and booze.
That's all
yeah.
you care. That's all
free
you care
booze
about.
And booze. Yeah. I mean, like, unless it's like really far away or unless like their company really, really sucks. But like, why would you work for them then?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know. I would love to hear more of these, but they're a little older. So who knows? What is like, give me your office... like company party fail. Like, oh, I feel like there's probably a lot of them. I do have a win I kind of want to leave you with.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking about this like a week or two ago. So not the last Christmas party, but the one before, they always do a drawing and almost everyone gets something.
Oh, yay. The raffles.
Right. So the raffle they did that year, they had like a Seahawks helmet that was signed, like an official Seahawks helmet. They had all this really cool stuff, like bottles of tequila and nice
vodka.
Oh,
hella bottles of whiskey.
And whiskey.
Dude, our raffles were dope. Almost everyone won.
But the first things are always the smallest ones.
But they're still like bottles of booze.
Well,
like,
no,
damn.
The smallest thing was what I got.
What'd you got?
I got two tickets to the Pacific Science Center, which is fine. It's fun. I'm like, okay.
I'm
this
like,
is
that's still dope.
That's still dope. It's not a bottle of whiskey. And so my joke with everybody, I'm like, oh, that's a really nice Seahawks helmet. Want to trade? And so just being that smart ass, right? I went, so the grand prize that year.
Oh, right.
Was a big old party bus.
Dude, so dope.
And my buddy, our buddy Jason, won it. Jason, I know him. He's the kind of guy who enjoys like a nice scotch, like maybe an occasional cigar with a nice book out in nature, maybe just with the windows open. That kind of guy. He's not a party bus guy. And I figured,
I feel like anyone could become a party bus guy.
You would think, right? And so I'm like, well, let me just throw it out there. I'm like, he might give it to me, but probably not. So I'm like, Jason, I got Science Center tickets. You want some? You want to trade?
You want to go?
He immediately grabs them and says, I love the Science Center. And I got the party bus. And everyone's like, are you freaking kidding me?
I know. I would have traded whatever I had, which I don't even remember. No, I don't even think I won that year.
And like his best friend, like work best friend, comes up to me. He's like, I am so mad at you. I'm like, I'll invite you. He's like, okay.
Yeah, all right.
And I did invite him. He just couldn't show.
Yeah, that was a really cool gift. It was like $1,000 or something, wasn't it? God,
so damn. I was pretty excited. Anywho, but we want to hear office party fails and wins.
Successes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona. I got nothing, I'm sorry. I'm one of the broads of The Broadcast, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Broad number two.
Hey.
Actually, I really just felt a burp coming along, and I was trying to, like, hold it.
Girl, you should have just let it out.
No. I'm pretty gross, but I don't do that.
Oh, yeah, you're a lady, I forgot.
Sure. Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And actually, we're actually doing something really, really awesome if you didn't hear in the last episode of the podcast.
Yes, we are.
As of today, we have about 17 days left to meet our goal. Wait, we already met our goal.
What? What do you mean?
So we are participating in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer drive-by rally instead of a walk this year.
Yes.
Even though we are doing walks around and posting pictures so you guys can be motivated as well.
Yeah, get out. Walk before all the rain and the craziness comes. And there's no smoke right now, so yay.
I know, finally, because I'm like, I'm still feeling it. But we created a team, KISW team, and we want you to join our team or donate to our team.
Yeah.
And we have met our goal because of one awesome person named Troy Taylor.
Troy, you are amazing.
And even Joey D.
My bro.
Yo, bro, donated to the cause as well. And somebody else, Facebook fundraiser, which I think is part of Troy's, donated to Troy $70. So we are looking to save lives from breast cancer. And as of this moment of the taping of this recording, we are number 6 out of 47 teams. We are up against, oh, I sound like Christopher Walken there. Star Trek. Anywho, we are up against two of our sister stations, The Hot and The Wolf. And
we must beat them.
Yes, I think we're currently ahead of them.
But we need to be more ahead.
More ahead. Plus, we don't know when they might come out and like sneak out in front of us. So we want to, you know, I'm going to go in and raise. I think I'm going to have to raise our goal.
Because
we already met it. So I don't know. What's
you going to sprinkle a little in there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm also going to donate. But I'm like, how much should we raise it to? 2,000? Because our original goal was 1,000. Or should it be like 1,999?
Yes. Yes. Because we need the 99.9 in there to act like we're creative and thought about our own, even though we really didn't.
No, we did not.
So I might have to raise our goal a little?
I think we might have to raise our goal a little bit. I got to go in and log in and figure out how to do that.
Because Troy killed our first goal already. So,
and plus, like, you can donate just as yourself, or you can donate to the individual person. So you can donate for Sarah, you know, hey, you know, Joey's donated to Sarah. I think Joey just donated.
I didn't know you could do that.
Because it says how much we have raised individually.
But if you join our team.
Well, you can join the team as well. So like right now, if you look at our page, like Troy's the one that's raised $1,070, and us, we've not raised the rest, but Joey's donated and Facebook fundraising.
See, Joey asked if he could put it under my name, and I said no, just put under KSW because that's our team. So it's all going to go. No. Well, it's all going to go to the same place. But damn, I could have looked better.
You could have looked better.
Damn it!
So we'll just count that as yours. But you can donate it as us, donate as me, Taryn, Sarah, or as Troy, because Troy is a part of our team. If you want to join our team, you can go ahead, go to KISW.com. It's on the front page. You'll see it rock in pink.
Yeah, pretty pink.
Click on it, and if you read along, there'll be a line that says, join our team here. Click on that, and that'll be where you got to go to sign up.
Yeah, and then we'll give you a shout-out. And if you take a picture of yourself in pink or walking around or just like we'll a picture of yourself it. And be like, yo, I donated.
And we'll also find a place for you on our car.
Yeah.
Because we got to decorate our car for the rally on October 17th. Also on that webpage, if you go and it has more information, on KISW.com. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. And it so you can donate throughout the entire month of October, but mm-hmm. we're really pushing.
Right.
Like up to the event, which is going to be the 17th. But you right. can still donate throughout.
Also.
But we want to look like badasses raising the most ever. So.
Right. And we're walking. We walked around Seattle. We walked around Mercer Island. We got to schedule a day to walk around on my neck of the woods.
Heck yeah. Because that's the whole point. Because yeah. it's really supposed to be a big, a walk, beautiful walk with everyone.
COVID.
So we're doing a nice little drive.
And I'm actually wearing pink.
Yay!
I feel like it makes me look like I'm 13.
I am going to force Vicky to use some pink lipstick because I don't think I've ever seen her in pink lipstick, and that would make me
I don't really wear lipstick. I feel like pink lipstick would make me look like a little girl playing with mommy's makeup.
Well, let's freaking do it then. It's all for the boobs.
And this doesn't affect just women. It affects men too, so... Please donate. And if you can't donate, we totally understand, whether it's like $5 or if you can't donate at all, please share it on your socials and get your
yes.
friends to donate.
Yes, just get the word out and then put some pink on and take some selfies.
And we will share them on our Instagram or maybe even KISW's page.
Ooh, get some more followers. Hi.
Well, but it's going to be fun. Like I was saying, I can't wait to like dress up the car, which, I mean, we've discussed potentially maybe stealing my dad's car.
Yes. Let's destroy your dad's car with all the pretty pink paint.
Okay, maybe that wasn't the point.
Oh, yeah, not destroy it. Make it beautiful.
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, what do you think we should write on it? Like, does anyone have a... Obviously, we're going to write KISW because that is our team name. Mm-hmm. So if you do go and donate, look under KISW. That's where you'll find us. But, like, can we draw boobs on the car? Is that weird?
Maybe
I don't know.
Should not.
No, I know the whole thing is, like, save the boobs.
I mean,
we love boobs.
We do love boobs.
I wish it could be like a Mardi Gras thing and I could just like flash everyone outside.
Sarah's like, we can make a lot of money if we flash people. I'm like, Sarah, that's not how we do things.
Dude, yeah, but could you, like, how many more people would donate if I'm like, yo, I will show you my boobs.
Save that for an OnlyFans page, which I'm still working on to be announced.
I
got a lot of stuff
continued.
Going on right now.
Yeah, but
I'm walking for breast cancer. I'm moving my parents in. Give me a break.
I'm walking to save the boobs so I can't show you mine. Damn it.
Not yet. I'm not going to show boobs on my OnlyFans when I do get it.
I would. But yeah, so I don't know. If you guys have any good ideas out there, we need like a slogan, you know, like a save the boobs for KO.
The rock for the rack or something.
The rock for the rack. Join the rock to save my rack.
Or the racks.
Or the racks. All the racks. Join the rock to save the racks. I like it.
Something like that. I mean, I feel like I don't mind workshopping it a little bit.
Hey, you know, it's a work in progress.
So moving on from that real quick. I was reading this article and it had a phrase. I didn't really know what it meant.
Okay.
And it made me feel old.
Oh, no.
And the article is like 17 relatable tweets describing what it's like to be in a situationship.
Okay.
What's a situationship? I had to like look up what it like read what it says.
It says,
have you ever been in a relationship that is not typical by anyone's standards? I mean, I have. I've been technically in a relationship where we loved each other, but it was kind of open and we weren't official.
Yeah.
And then I broke it off.
A situationship was something you don't know if it's a relationship. It's not really a relationship, but it's not. It's more than just friends. So
see,
it's like.
Some people use this term situationship for these hard to define relationships. And it seems to fit nicely, whether we are talking about someone who is in the friend zone or underappreciated. There are way too many situations that make little or no sense. And you can bet that being in such a relationship is anything but healthy.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like an absolute headache. Just a situationship. If you're in a situation, it never sounds like a good thing.
Like this person writes, when is national guy I have been sleeping with 3 times a week for 5 months who won't let me call him my boyfriend day? I want an excuse to post pics of us on Instagram that he will then ask me to remove.
Girl,
it means you're a side chick.
You got to get out of that. Right. He doesn't want anything serious with you at all. He just wants your vagina 3 times a week.
Yes. It's like, hey, who wants to talk for 3 months, do everything a couple would do, then decide they're not ready for a relationship due to a past trauma caused by their grade 6 ex?
That's like everyone in the world.
Right?
I feel like that's like Tinder.
It's like, just admit, like, cuffing season. Like, I'm totally down for, like, cuffing seasons. Like, can we just do all the gross relationship stuff and then... Once, I want somebody to go, like, pumpkin carving and picking with me, and...
Dude, someone always gets hurt. Someone always gets their feelings involved.
Right.
Friends with benefits almost never works out. I feel like at one point, one person gets hurt.
For the exception of me and my friends with benefits, although he now has a girlfriend, so there goes my well of doing it. But we're still, like, friends and stuff. Like, we don't hang out, obviously, because of COVID and because he's got a girlfriend. I think that's a little weird. But I feel like even if we all ended up at the same place, I think it'd be...
So if he got married, would you never see him again?
I mean, I think it might be... I think I would be weird, but, like, if
so
we...
So it's not really, like, a friend then,
like,
right?
I don't know. Like, I feel like... Logically, I'm like, I shouldn't, because I feel like that's disrespectful. But we also hung out a lot of times without having sex. Like, we would hang out, we'd go watch Seahawks game.
Yeah, but you guys crossed that line.
Like, we've had sex before, so I think it'd just be kind of rude to his girlfriend, or if he ever got married, his wife, you know?
Yeah, so it's not really... rude. Yeah, see, it's weird. So you lose a friend.
I lose a friend, but I'm not, like, heartbroken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
it's still, like...
Yeah, but it's not the same where, like, I was in love with you. No, not like that at all. But it kind of got me thinking. I had this thing saved on my phone for a long time, and it got erased. But I started looking up slang that people are using now.
Okay.
My brother will say it sometimes. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, one term he says, and I think it's hilarious, and I love it, is like, oh, that song slaps.
That song slaps.
Like, oh, what?
All I think about is like a big booty slapping. Just, like,
that's a good thing,
and
right?
I'm jiggling.
But when I hear like that song slaps, like that term itself just sounds so dumb. It's so awesome.
It reminds me of sex. It sounds sexy to me, kind of. Like, it's stupid, just, but sexy.
Yeah. It's kind of like saying, that's dope. I'm like, dope is a dumb thing, but...
I always say dope.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I found Teen Slang 2020 Glossary.
Oh, no. And this is going to make me feel bad about myself, because I always want to be hip.
So I'm going to read these, and you have to tell me what they mean.
Or what I think they mean?
Yep.
Okay.
So this category, I think, is fun, harmless, and silly.
Okay, thank you for narrowing it down for me.
Well, they did for us. I think it's from, like, axis.org. Bet. The word bet.
Bet? Like, I'm going to put a bet on it? I'm a bet.
Like, the B-E-T. What is that? What is that slang for?
Money?
No. I've actually heard this one
before. Wait, put it in a sentence. Is there a sentence? Can you use it in a sentence? That would help.
Okay, so it's two-person conversation. Yeah. Let's go out tonight. Bet.
Ew, does it mean yeah?
It's synonymous with okay for sure or you want to bet. I've heard the you want to bet. Like if someone's talking smack, you'd be like, bet? Like I've heard that. But I've not heard of it for okay
though.
For sure. Like it means both.
Ugh, I don't like it.
Of course you don't. Because you're getting old, bitch.
Okay.
All right. This one comes from TikTok.
Okay.
Check.
Like you better check yourself?
This apparently is a term used exclusively on TikTok. Users created videos with the phrase, you know, blank check. For example, famous relative check, sibling check. Oh, I know what this is because I've been watching TikTok.
Wow, look at you.
So what do you think?
Got my hair done, check. Gonna make sure my siblings are okay, check. Okay, kind now of. I'm gonna do another TikTok video, check.
Kind of. It's more like each check is kind of like the new trend, for example. But the ones I've seen most of, it's like, it's my famous relative check. And then they'll show pictures and videos of their famous relative. Or my boyfriend looks like a celebrity check. and then they'll show like, oh, look, my boyfriend looks like Drake or looks like Chris Evans or whatever. Or my best friend is Rich Check, which was one of the chicks like Kylie Jenner's friend or whatever posted.
Oh.
But a check can focus on pretty much anything. So for a sibling check, the user would often show a funny video that describes the life of living with their sibling.
Okay.
But I'm like, all right.
Interesting.
My mom is hot check. And I'm like, there's some hot moms. I've seen the montages. I'm like, God damn.
Dude, goals.
Right? Chill.
Oh, like, is there a new meaning to this? Like, relaxed. Like, yeah. Be chill. Take a chill
there
pill.
Is not a new meaning to this. It either describes a person who is really laid back or the act of hanging out.
Yes, got one!
That's been around for a while, though, Sarah.
Shh. And I am not that.
No. All right. I don't think you're going to get this one.
Oh, no.
I don't know what this one is. I just heard. This is the first time I'm hearing it. Drip.
Oh, yeah. Danny asked me what that was a few weeks ago. It means like rich kind of, or like you're fancy, like good clothing and
yeah,
stuff. Like your clothing is really.
It refers to a really cool outfit or item of clothing.
Yeah, which I guess I assume you're just rich. So you have.
How do you use that in a sentence? It's like, oh, that's drip or your drip.
I think your drip. My drip is legit.
Oh my God, you're looking so drip.
You're dripping,
know.
Girl. You're dripping.
That makes me think of something else that I can't say.
Hey.
The letter F, just F.
I mean, I would assume it means the bad word.
I would think, too. It says, a way to show the utmost respect for someone after something bad has happened.
What?
Example, my girlfriend just dumped me. F. Just failed my test. Someone drop an F in the chat.
What does the F stand for?
I don't know.
That is.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Okay. That's right. Good to know that it's a good thing.
Yes. I mean, the other one's a good thing, too, depending on how you use it. Anyways.
Hey.
The word facts.
That's true.
Yeah, being in agreement with something.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes. Okay.
FR.
Is that the abbreviation? Like the two?
I'm guessing.
Not for.
It's spelt the way they spelt it. It was just FR with no dots or anything. I'm guessing.
For real.
Yep.
For real. Oh, yes.
All right. This I probably like some of these. I probably would have get it because they're shorthand, but it would have taken me a second. Okay. It's IYKWIM. IYKWIM.
Oh man, I'm so bad at these. IYKWIM.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. The okay. First letter does not mean I. Like it doesn't mean the word I.
In your knockers with.
No.
In your.
No.
What's the first word? Letter.
If. The first letter is I, but it's if.
If you know where I am, where
no.
If you know why.
There's no.
I mean.
You're close.
If you know why.
Not why.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's another one.
Okay.
IYKYK.
If you know, you know.
Yes.
Yes. So.
All right. This term, like my recent.
Oh, like my recent pick. If you like my recent post, then I'll like your recent post or some crap. Mm-hmm. Right.
It says using one social media platform to tell one's followers to like his or her most recent post on another social media platform, often to seem as desperate. So kind of like back or follow back.
Follow for follow.
Right.
Hey, people got to do what they got to do to get those likes. All right.
Although the thing that gets me is like when people like will post on TikTok, it's like, go to my Instagram to see the final product. I'm like, damn it. Fine. And then somebody, I did that. And she's like, if you're here from Instagram or from Snapchat or whatever, TikTok, thank you.
Dude, that's what I feel. Because I don't have a TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, when people are like, oh, they do their makeup hella intensely or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, I just made a new TikTok video. I'm like, well, post it on Instagram for all of us non-TikTokers, please.
Well, the thing for me is I started watching TikTok videos not on TikTok. It's Facebook does compilations. Somebody will post a video on Facebook and it's usually in a different language. So I'll just get stuck watching those. The problem with Facebook algorithms, because I used to just love watching like all the videos in my watch feed, like and there were craft videos or food videos, like how to make stuff. And because I made the mistake of watching one too many of those, I now get so many.
Oh, and then you just watch them for days.
But now I follow some pretty funny people on Instagram because of it.
Well, so my friends sends me a lot of TikTok mm-hmm. videos, and I used to be able to watch them without having a TikTok, but now it won't let me.
I wonder if that's anyways, I don't know why. I don't go on TikTok often enough because most of my content is on Instagram.
So I'm gonna say, so if you have a login, can I get it so I can watch them?
You can make your own login.
You have a TikTok?
Yeah, like I don't do anything on it. I'll watch some videos. Like if they send me to TikTok and I have to go to TikTok, then yes.
Oh, but you've never actually been like,
I haven't posted anything yet.
Oh, well, you should.
Fun fact: it will be the same name as my OnlyFans.
Ooh,
which I will reveal shortly
when soon. You set it up.
Yeah, it's halfway, partway, kind of set up.
30%.
That's good. Yes, that's about right. Oof.
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 That's it.
Yes, I use this all the time, actually.
Like a sigh?
Kind of. It's what you say when you don't really know how to say what to say to a response for someone. I use it as, like, when somebody will vent to me, it's like, oh, my God, like, I just got a flat tire and my bank account got overdrawn. I'm like, oof.
Do you spell that out or do you just say
O-O-F.
It? Oh, yeah, that's kind of like my yikes.
Yeah.
I say yikes.
But for me, it's just like also like if someone's just, bah, 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 I'm like, oof. Oh, like instead of saying okay, because if you say okay now, it just sounds rude.
Oh yeah, it does. Or like K, but even like I'll say like that sucks with a lot of U's because somehow it makes it better than just that sucks.
Or just do that sucks with a frowny face.
Yeah, gotta add some type of different punctuation in there.
All right, how about slaps we talked about?
Oh yeah, it's good.
It means that's something that's really great. That new song slaps.
Hell yeah!
It's funny to hear my brother say because it's just so weird. Snatched.
Like she got snatched up?
I mean,
like she's fine. So
it is that word, but that's not what that means.
Oh, is it like she's attractive?
Oh, wait, no, I mean, yes, not the first one. Like as in snatched up, as in like she got wifed up or girlfriend up. No, but it does mean you're looking good.
Dang, girl, you look snatched.
That sounds bad to me.
Really? Snatched.
Older cinnamons. I keep doing that.
Cinnamons.
Older synonyms not used anymore. On fleek or on point. Whoa. It's no longer those. It is now snatched.
On fleek will always be used.
And that's what old people say.
Dang, you're snatched, girl. Wow.
Okay, first I read the description of this next one. I'm like, oh, I was going to pronounce it incorrectly. So I was thinking it's quar, but it's core.
Core?
Mm-hmm.
Q-U-O-R-E?
Mm-hmm.
Core. Core.
What could it be short for?
Quarter?
No.
Corduroy?
No.
Corduroy
starts with a C.
Cool. Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's short. It could sounds like that.
What's something going on right now?
Quarantine.
Yes. Short for quarantine, popularized during the quarantines of COVID-19.
Dude, are you quarantined right now? They probably don't say that.
No.
Damn, I'm still in core. It's been a few months like right. that.
Okay. I guess.
All right. It's just a little. Okay.
So this, I didn't really know what it was. Like I saw this on TikTok and it was actually somebody who was about my age or older talking about it because she would turned into like she has like one of those life size Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
And she turned her into one of these, like did the makeover.
Cool. Like turned herself into it.
No, she turned her into a VSCO girl. It's V-S-C-O girl.
Oh, she turned the doll into a VSCO girl.
And then she turned her into Mystique in another episode, which is cool. But I was like, what the hell is this? Because I thought it was like, is this the new E-girl? Like, and I kind of know what that is.
I have no idea.
It's the new basic girl. The term VSCO girl began as a way to describe somebody who uses the photo editing app VSCO. VSCO. Yeah, I did it right. VSCO girls wear scrunchies, puka shell necklaces, oversized t-shirts, mom jeans, and loves drinking water out of hydro flasks.
All right, I'm with the hydro flask and the scrunchies.
Yeah, puka shell necklaces I gave up in middle school.
Yeah.
I do love oversized t-shirts, though.
I do, too. So that's the new, like, basic girl?
Yeah.
Dang.
But, like, I feel like we, the millennials, have our version of a basic girl, because I feel like a millennial basic girl would be more, you know, your Starbucks and your fall decor and your pumpkins and everything.
Leggings.
Well, a VSCO girl might be more Gen Z, the girls that are in high school.
Yeah.
That are like, that's kind of more their thing, which I feel like is very 90s.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
It's coming
too.
Back, man. And I don't
kinda
know.
Like the fanny pack's coming back, which, I mean, scrunchies coming back. Like, that's.
Okay,
you know.
Sure.
You do what you gotta do. It sounds comfortable. I like our basic girl because it's very comfortable.
Yeah, right.
Leggings, sweatshirts, like
what I'm wearing today.
Yeah, every All day. Right.
These are ones that you should be aware of.
The new words?
Yes.
Okay.
AF, we know.
As, yeah.
The word F, yeah. used to emphasize it's hot AF in here.
I'm hot AF always.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. This one is a short version. It's the letters.
Okay.
You don't have to write it out. It's pretty easy. But we can't say one of the words. B D E.
B D E. Can we not say the D?
Yes. So that's
Big D energy.
Yes.
Got it. I would have not gotten that if someone just wrote B D E though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. But I know what B D energy is. It's a compliment because it's a metaphor to signify someone has the confidence of a well-endowed man. Because I had a picture, I really was digging this dude, and I showed it to a guy friend. He's like, dude, that guy's got some BDE. But he said the whole word. And it's like, because he has that like cocky, like confident look.
Yeah.
Turned out he was neither of those things. Anyways.
LDE.
Right. It's often applied to both men and women. And
why can't we be some like BPE or something? Can't say the P either.
But I don't know if like, would you have a lot of confidence if it's anywho?
You wouldn't really want one of those.
It's the opposite of being cocky or having toxic masculinity, is what this says. Next one, I had no idea. I don't even think I could say it.
Oh,
like it's technically the F word in a different country.
Oh, what? What language?
Jamaican origin, it says. It says, however, culturally in the U.S., it is used it's a way to say add caption or explain this picture. For example, someone might tweet a funny video and caption it. It's the word is bomboclat.
I've never heard of that.
Same.
Ever.
It's the equivalent of the F-bomb, but it's not the F-bomb. So I think it's okay. We're only going to use it once. Just in case.
Just in case.
So the word cancel.
Oh yeah, you've been canceled. Canceled culture.
Yep, it basically means done with you.
Yeah.
Clap back.
Oh, dude.
Not an STD. Not giving someone like an STD back.
Dude, if you say something to me and I don't like it, I'm gonna clap back to you.
Right.
I will bet you right back out.
Right. Responding to an insult with an equal or greater comeback, the new word for comeback.
Damn, that bitch got a good clap back. Dang.
Curve.
Wow. My mind just went all over the place. My mind went like, ooh, curvy body. And then it went like, no, let's like, what are we trying to do? Flatten the curve.
Yep. It's not,
it's not either of those. Curve. I'm going to curve you. Like swerve. Like I'm going to avoid you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's to reject someone romantically or sexually.
Oh, I'm going to curve them. I kind of got that one right.
Yeah. I've seen that one around.
Yeah.
GD. As in goddamn.
Oh.
I guess.
Goddamn. I would have not got that.
I read it as something else, like good D instead.
Yeah,
they,
right?
They bleeped out the damn part. Go off.
That's, like, get really upset.
Right. It's to giving someone... Oh, but it's saying... it's more or less just... It's like a... Instead of saying, that person went off on them or whatever, go off is giving someone permission to rant about something or someone they're mad at. So it's like me saying, go off. Like, go. It's not saying go off on them. It's just saying go off, as in rant.
Oh.
So it's kind of the same, but a little different. Hop off.
Is that the same thing as go off?
No.
Hop off. I just think of hopping off a bus.
Okay. When you're hopping off a bus. Okay. I have no idea how to connect this. It means mind your business. Hop off this.
Oh, like you're going to bunny. You're going to hop off away.
Yeah. It's like get off of this. Like you're trying to get into this. Get off. Receipts.
Receipts.
Let's see these receipts. I have the receipts.
Oh, like the text messages?
Proof of something, like text screenshots.
Oh, let me see those GMs. Let me see those receipts.
Yep.
Oh, yep. I could so see myself saying that
sometime.
All right.
Sip tea.
Like you're going to spill the drama?
See, like I've heard of spill the tea, which is gossip. Sip tea says mind one's own business. Usually means you don't want to get involved in the drama, but you have no problem watching it from the sidelines while comfortably sipping tea.
Oh, yeah. If I was like, dude, I'm going to spill the tea. You're the one that's, you're the one that's drinking it.
It's like, okay, I'm just going to sip my tea here. It's like, I'm not going to get involved, but
I'm listening. The drama. Yeah.
How about slim, thick, or thick, T-H-I-C-C?
I mean, thick means you're like juicy, right?
So it's very specific body type. So I don't know if you remember, like when we were in middle school and high school, the ideal body type, which changes through generations, was like that sick, skinny, Yeah. Like, you had to be really anorexic, skinny, and then big boobs. And that was the gym.
Yeah.
The ideal body type for nowadays, and I think it has a lot to do with Kim Kardashian, because she kind of...
Is it a slick thick? Is that what you said?
Slim thick was the
other
one.
Slim thick. Oh, so it's like an hourglass.
Yeah, basically it's a girl with an hourglass figure, tiny waist, and a flat tummy, but bigger boobs and butts and thighs. So I think when we were in middle school...
Wouldn't that be just wonderful?
What?
To be like that. Well, to have a big butt and big boobs, but a flat stomach. Yeah. Holy crap.
I remember I was watching a video and this girl, like, she looked like she might have been like 17, 18 years old. And she was talking about how she was getting bullied and how she felt bad because of her body. She was like this skinny little gal. And I'm just like, I had that same feeling when I was in high school and I wanted your body. And now you're basically craving what I had in high school, which was a big butt and thighs.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind. I was born in the wrong era because this is not.
Well, yeah, because now a lot of, I mean, the booty is definitely getting more praise than it ever did.
I mean,
because it was all about the boobs.
It took a long time, but Sir Mix-a-Lot, finally.
Thanks, Sir Mix-a-Lot, for that nice song.
Yes. Tea, obviously, gossiping, spilling the tea.
Yeah.
Red flags.
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay, no, this is like the next thing is red flags. Like, oh, this is bad stuff.
Yeah. Like, that still means bad stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, no, this is the next portion of the next words.
Oh!
Sorry. I didn't phrase that correctly the first time. Anyways.
I was like, I know what red flags are.
Addie. This is like if let's say
your address?
No. Let's say you have a teenager.
Okay.
And
Adderall.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have a teenager and these are the texts you're seeing. These are bad. Like, oh, crap. They're talking about this. What does this mean?
Can I get some Addy?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Medication used for treating ADHD, but also used recreationally. It's what I take to keep my brain from work.
Yeah. And you can sell that stuff.
D is still what you would think it is.
D? It is what it is, yeah. What we think it is.
Okay. Short for whatever. She wants the...
Penis!
DTF, that one's still...
Down to...
F.
Friend zone. Just kidding.
KMS.
KMS?
I will give you a hint. It's two words. Not three words.
Oh. Is the MS the two words or the KM?
MS.
MS.
I don't think you're going to get it because I would not have gotten this.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get it. Mothership? Something mothership?
Kill myself. Like, oh, KMS. Oh, I got to, you know.
Oh, God. No, I would have never got that.
And then KYS is kill yourself, which is pretty messed up.
Nice.
That's not nice.
Oh, okay. So if your children are texting that back, might want to check on that.
This one we found out last time or a couple episodes ago, simp. Because I think the Frosty one sent us a message or something like that.
About it.
It's a man who prides himself with chivalry in hopes of getting sexual gratification from women. He's over the top without the girl giving much in return.
Oh, right. Because they thought the hostesses thought he was.
Yeah. A simp.
Yeah.
Zan or Zans.
Is it abbreviation?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Short for Xanax.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, sedative used to treat anxiety that is often used recreationally, especially in hip-hop culture. Other terms are Xanny, bars, and footballs.
Does footballs?
I'm guessing. Really? I've never looked at a Xanax. I'm sure it's the shape of a football.
If Xans, how is that spelled abbreviated?
X-A-N or X-A-N-S, and Xanax is spelled X-A-N-A-X.
Right.
But dang. I feel like we're kind of middle of the ground here. You know, like knowing, like I feel.
Yeah, you know, we're not old yet, but we're definitely not young and hip still.
I'm close to breaking my hip.
Oh.
I'm not that close.
No.
I hope.
Don't fall. Yeah, right. Knock on wood.
Right.
Ice season's coming along. You
right.
You tend to fall on your ass.
But I'm pretty durable. I got a lot of bruises, but I'm durable.
Like, yeah.
In the last 3 weeks, I have twisted my ankle 4 times.
What?
And I have not, it has not swollen. It has not, nothing. It hurts for like a couple minutes and then it's good.
Ugh, I hate you.
Right?
I randomly step on a pebble wrong and then I'm sprained for like a month. I'm on crutches.
Ugh, poor Sarah. But I want to know if there's any terms here that you've recently heard.
Yeah, or do you use these? Have you heard these? Do your kids use these?
There's one thing I need to look up and I'll get back to you on the next podcast if I remember. There's one thing I've noticed, and somebody said that this is a thing on TikTok, but also for bisexuals.
Okay.
Have you noticed people that shave like two lines into their eyebrows?
Oh, I've
like
always one eyebrow? That look was so sexy.
I think it looks kind of cool too. Like you, like it was a scar
looks
or something.
Badass, yeah.
And I actually debated doing this a few years ago, and everyone told me not to.
You could not pull it off. I love you, but no.
Fair. Fair enough. Appreciate
could
you.
Could I pull it off?
You don't. Your eyebrows are too thick.
But if
too
I like dyed them and then. shaved.
Maybe. But I heard that's like how you can tell who's a bisexual. Like someone's like, that's a, it's like one girl's like, yeah, I'm bi, so I'm doing this or something.
Oh, well, it's kind of like, you remember like back in the day when it was like earrings? If guys had their ears pierced, like
on a certain spot.
On a certain like side, or if they were both, they were bi or something.
Or back in like, I think the 50s or 60s, I think 60s or 70s, if you were at the grocery store and someone had a pineapple in their cart that was upside down.
Really?
That meant they're swingers.
Oh, that means they get really wild.
Right. But if there's something you guys, like young stuff, you're like, oh God, I feel old because of this.
Yes. Let us know. And like, let us know so then we can keep young.
We can stay young. I'm still hip.
I'm still cool. I'm still. Wait, what's the new on fleek? I'm dripping always.
Drip is your outfit.
Yeah. Well, duh. Have you looked at me?
You look like me, so no. We're both wearing comfies.
Oh,
all right. Bye, guys.
Bye.